This CosmicReality.com presentation is sponsored by MysticalWares.com. Is there something wrong?
Warning, life support failure on all decks. Abandon ship.
Maybe it is time to take command.
Bridge to Captain.
Join Jan Shaw, updating current events as only Jan can.
Library computer. Data being received.
Produced by CosmicReality.com.
Hello and welcome to this week's Cosmic Creating Show. My name is Jan Shaw. I'm known as the Success Alchemist. You can find me at thesuccessalchemist.net, thewebalchemist.net, empoweredmanifestation.com. On Facebook and YouTube, Jan Shaw, the Success Alchemist. On Twitter, at Coach Jan Shaw. On Truth Social, Success Alchemist. And on Telegram, US UK Patriot. Okay, so today is the 13th of August, 2022. And the title of today's show is Trump is the Bait. Did the FBI and DOJ fall into a trap? So unless you've been hiding under a stone this week, you'll realise that the top news has been the raid on Mar-a-Lago by FBI agents, between 30 and 40 of them all told. So what do we know about all this? Well, Monday, all these FBI agents turned up at Mar-a-Lago and they spent, I think it was 9 hours there, going through all of Trump's residence, including Melania's closet. And apparently they would not allow the lawyers, Trump's lawyers, to be present. They were made to stand outside. The warrant for the search was shown to one of Trump's lawyers, but only from 10 feet away. They were not given a copy of the warrant, which in fact is illegal. And they demanded that the security cameras were switched off. Well, it turned out that they weren't switched off. And in one report, I saw that Trump's people had actually been watching the security cameras in New York, which is where Trump was. And now I also heard that, or read, that the reason that they chose to do the raid when Trump was not resident in Mar-a-Lago was because apparently if a premises are being searched, the residents have to be handcuffed to stop them from interfering in the search warrant. And the optics of that, having the ex-president, or I would consider him the current president, but there you go, in handcuffs would not go down at all well. And we've had a huge backlash anyway against this because it's blatant politicization of the Department of Justice, the FBI. And apparently Trump's fundraising reached record heights after the raid itself. So definitely it looks like there's been a major boomerang here, leaving egg on the faces of all these FBI and DOJ people. So the outcome of the search warrant was that many, many documents had been seized by the FBI, and they've actually now released the search warrant and the list of materials that the FBI has seized. Now, the warrant seems to just be a fishing expedition, as people have been saying, and they're making a big deal about supposed top secret documents that were found. Now, the weird thing is that back in June, the FBI, they actually went to Mar-a-Lago and inspected the room where these documents were stored and requested that an additional lock was put on this room, which Trump complied with. So in this raid, of course, that's where they went to break down or break the lock to get access to this room. And they're now claiming, this is the latest thing, the story just gets more and more ridiculous, they're now claiming that the documents included the nuclear codes, which of course, as somebody on Twitter remarked, the nuclear codes are not kept on a piece of paper. And in any case, if Biden is in possession of the football, as it's called, the nuclear football that accompanies the president at all times, apparently the codes are changed when the president changes. So this is a story that really has made the whole thing seem more and more absurd. And to top it all, the information about the documents was leaked. This is Gateway Pundit reporting. Latest deep state leak. FBI retrieved 11 sets of alleged classified documents, binders of photos, handwritten notes taken in Mar-a-Lago raid. And this was published yesterday. Another day, another leak by the FBI deep state to damage President Donald Trump. The deep state FBI leaked the contents of the boxes of documents they took in the raid on President Trump's home on Monday night. According to the anonymous leak to the Wall Street Journal, the items included 20 boxes of items, 11 sets of classified documents, top secret documents, sensitive compartmented documents, binders of photos, clemency order for Roger Stone, information about the President of France, and a handwritten note. The New York Post reported the FBI recovered 11 sets of classified documents, including some marked top secret and only meant to be available in special government facilities, from former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate following its raid earlier this week, according to a new report. The Wall Street Journal, citing a leaked inventory of what was taken from the Palm Beach resort, reported that agents removed around 20 boxes as well as a handwritten note, binders of photos, and Trump's clemency grant to his longtime advisor, Roger Stone. Among the classified materials collected were 4 sets of top secret documents, 3 sets of secret documents, and 3 of confidential documents, according to the 3-page list. Top secret is the highest level of classification the US government can give information, followed by secret and confidential. Former Trump advisor Rick Gates said the latest leak confirms this was a fishing expedition by the FBI to indict President Trump. Now, the thing is, Trump had a standing order to declassify documents taken to residence. And this is an article from Just the News. New twist in FBI raid. Trump had standing order to declassify documents taken to residence. Former president's office described previously undeclared process that led to sensitive documents landing in Mar-a-Lago. Donald Trump's office told Just the News on Friday that the classified materials the FBI seized from his Mar-a-Lago estate were declassified under a standing order while he was president that allowed him to take sensitive materials to the White House residence at night to keep working. The official statement is likely to become the focus of the president's legal defense as the FBI and Biden Justice Department investigate whether he stole records covered under the Presidential Records Act or mishandled classified materials under the Espionage Act, allegations included in a search warrant released by a federal court in Florida on Friday. Incidentally, what they haven't released is the affidavit that gives the justification or probable cause that means that a search warrant is warranted. That is still sealed. The president's defense is rooted in the legal principle that the president and vice president are the ultimate declassifying authority of the US government, and through executive orders most recently issued in 2003 by George W. Bush and Barack Obama in 2009 that specifically exempt the president and vice president from having to follow the stringent declassification procedures every other federal agency and official must follow. Trump has maintained for weeks that any documents still containing classified markings in his possession after he left office were previously declassified. On Friday night, the statement issued to Just the News explained exactly how that declassification occurred in his mind. The very fact that these documents were present at Mar-a-Lago means they couldn't have been classified, the former president's office stated. As we can all relate to, everyone ends up having to bring home their work from time to time. American presidents are no different. President Trump, in order to prepare for work the next day, often took documents, including classified documents, from the Oval Office to the residence. He had a standing order that documents removed from the Oval Office and taken into the residence were deemed to be declassified, the statement added. The power to classify and declassify documents rests solely with the President of the United States. The idea that some paper-pushing bureaucrat with classification authority delegated by the president needs to approve of declassification is absurd. And the article goes on to explain the process in more detail, and also Obama's executive order issued in 2009 laid out the stringent process all federal officials and agencies needed to follow for declassification, but explicitly exempted the sitting president and vice president from having to follow those procedures. Now, of course, what people are saying is that this is so politicized because look at the difference between the way Hillary Clinton and President Bush were treated when they mishandled documents. I mean, Hillary Clinton is the biggest criminal when it comes to that with her secret server. And this is pointed out by Senator Grassley as well. He is demanding answers from FBI Director Wray on Mar-a-Lago raid. This is from Breitbart. Senator Chuck Grassley is demanding answers from Federal Bureau of Investigation Director Christopher Wray regarding Monday's raid of former President Donald J. Trump's Mar-a-Lago residence. On Thursday, the conservative titan and ranking member of the Senate Judiciary Committee sent Wray a list of questions concerning the unprecedented raid in Palm Beach, Florida, among other topics, including Hunter Biden. The FBI's execution of a search warrant at Mar-a-Lago was reportedly about documents Trump may have taken with him when he left office last year. Grassley began by asking Wray about his knowledge of the raid before it happened, what potential role he played in approving it, and the investigation more generally. He then delves into questions concerning the equal application of the law regarding government records, citing the investigation into former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's mishandling of highly classified information. Grassley first asks if Wray was aware of the pending raid of Mar-a-Lago when he sat before the Judiciary Committee on August 4th. Grassley notes in the document that Wray left the hearing early before finishing his second round of questioning, and news reports that followed indicated he travelled to the Adirondacks on his government plane. Subsequent questions concerning the Mar-a-Lago raid are as follows. When did you approve the raid? When did Attorney General Garland? What was the predication for the raid? Please provide the predicating records, including the search warrant and supporting affidavit. What is the scope of the investigation that predicated the raid? Is it limited to federal records and classification issues? Please explain. Did you discuss the search warrant with anyone at the White House before or after its execution? If so, what was discussed? Did any member of the White House staff or other executive employee, official or agent, direct you in any way to pursue and execute the search warrant? If so, who? Did you discuss the search warrant with Attorney General Garland or any of his representatives or subordinates at the Department of Justice before or after its execution? If so, what was discussed? Has the FBI employed a team to determine which records fall within the scope of investigation and those that fall outside of it? If so, when was that team employed? If not, why not? Grassley noted that in October 2016, he penned a letter to then-Attorney General Loretta Lynch regarding the past investigation of Hillary Clinton, asserting she and staffers received kid gloves treatment relating to her mishandling of highly classified information. He emphasised that 38 people committed 91 valid security violations and that there were another 497 violations where the committee was unable to establish culpability. Some of the 38 individuals intentionally used Clinton's unsecured homebrew server to send classified information in correspondence. Another point of contention from Grassley were letters from attorney Beth Wilkinson, who represented former Clinton Chief of Staff Cheryl Mills and her deputy Heather Samuelson from June 2016, which were incorporated by reference into the immunity agreements for her two clients. Grassley also asked Ray about those security violations. With respect to the 91 security violations committed by the 38 individuals relating to Secretary Clinton's mishandling of highly classified information, did the State Department refer any of them to the Justice Department or FBI? If so, what steps were taken to investigate them for those security violations and potential criminal conduct? If no steps were taken, please explain why not. Grassley also noted then State Department spokesman Mark Toner's comments in August 2015 concerning Clinton lawyer David Kendall's possession of a flash drive. Among its contents was highly classified information from Secretary Clinton's tenure, Grassley wrote. We simply cleared the site where they're being held, made sure it was a secure facility and capable of holding what could be classified material, Toner stated, which begs Grassley's next question. Did the FBI engage in the same conduct with respect to former President Trump and Mar-a-Lago? If not, why not? Grassley's final two questions on the Mar-a-Lago raid were as follows. As the aforementioned fact pattern illustrates, the Justice Department and FBI engaged in long-running negotiation with Secretary Clinton and her lawyers. The government even allowed non-government attorneys to draft the letters that circumscribed the scope of the document review that would be performed by the FBI. That scope of review significantly limited the FBI's ability to review all relevant records during Secretary Clinton's tenure with the Obama-Biden administration. Has the Justice Department and FBI provided the same privilege to former President Trump and his attorneys? As the aforementioned fact pattern illustrates, the FBI under the Obama-Biden administration agreed to destroy government records pertaining to Secretary Clinton's mishandling of highly classified information, as well as laptops associated with Ms. Mills and Ms. Wilkinson. Those records were subject to congressional subpoena and related requests. Has the Justice Department and FBI provided the same privilege to former President Trump and his attorneys? If not, why not? Grassley asked Ray to answer his questions by August 25th. He appeared on Fox News Channel's Fox and Friends on Thursday and noted he spoke to Ray Tuesday. "I didn't get any satisfactory answers," he said. Many conservatives felt similarly about Attorney General Merrick Garland's televised statement Thursday, where he stated that he personally approved the decision to seek a search warrant in this matter. Garland also noted he filed a motion to unseal aspects of the search warrant, as well as the itemized receipt of what was seized, both of which Breitbart News has obtained. The documents show the search warrant was approved on August 5th, but was not exercised until Monday, August 8th. Garland did not take questions Thursday and emphasized he is unable to provide further information regarding the basis of the search, due to federal law, long-standing department rules, and ethical obligations. And incidentally, Trump is encouraging the unsealing of all the documents. Now, the question is, why did the FBI choose this particular time to carry out this raid on Mar-a-Lago? Well, it's an interesting article from the Daily Wire. Former federal prosecutor, 7 chances in 10 Trump gets indicted. This was published yesterday. Former federal prosecutor Andrew McCarthy told Daily Wire host Andrew Klavan Friday that he believes there are 7 chances in 10 the Department of Justice indicts former President Donald Trump on federal charges. And it goes on to explain what happened, which I've already covered. But McCarthy told Klavan he believes the FBI searched Trump's property with a closet agenda to look for information regarding the president's role in the events of January 6th, and that there is a good chance the DOJ will indict the former president. I would say that 7 chances in 10 he's going to be indicted, the National Review contributing editor told a surprised Klavan. They may add classified information charges now that they've done this, but they are gunning to get him on January 6th. McCarthy added that he suspects the FBI had a closet agenda behind the search warrant that gave agents access to Trump's residence at Mar-a-Lago. He said that the Bureau was really looking for evidence that Trump conspired to prevent the certification of the 2020 election on January 6, 2021. I think they're mainly trying to make a case on Trump related to January 6th. And I think that if you look at what they've done in the 6 weeks in which this Mar-a-Lago search is included, that becomes clear, McCarthy said. The former federal prosecutor explained that just because he believes the FBI had a closet agenda in its search, that doesn't mean the Bureau lied to the court or that it doesn't care about the reported classified documents at Trump's home. I just think they wanted a reason to get into Trump's residence and root around for things that might be helpful to them while they're frenetically trying to make a January 6 case, McCarthy commented. According to a Washington Post report Thursday, FBI agents were seeking nuclear weapons secrets that Trump had allegedly taken with him after leaving the White House in January 2021. However, unsealed copies of the warrant showed no specific mention of classified nuclear documents. Klavan asked McCarthy if Americans are justified in their concern about the FBI abusing its authority following the Trump raid. The FBI has lost the benefit of the doubt, McCarthy responded. I've argued that I think the national security mission should be taken away from them because I think it's changed the culture of the Bureau. So it'd be interesting to see if an indictment does result. But the Epoch Times has a report as well from the 11th of August. Exclusive, I didn't see Donald Trump sweating at all. GOP lawmakers who met Trump say he's not perturbed by FBI raid. Former President Donald Trump was very upbeat in the wake of the FBI raid on his home, according to Republican lawmakers who met with him on August 9th. About a dozen members of the Republican Study Committee, led by Chairman Jim Banks, met with Trump over dinner at his golf club in Bedminster, New Jersey, a day after the FBI raid on his Mar-a-Lago resort, which Trump and allies have characterized as an attempt from the left to keep the former president from taking the office again. The raid was an inevitable topic during the roughly 3 hours they spent together, but it wasn't a major focus, the lawmakers said. During the meeting, which was scheduled ahead of the raid, the former president appeared to be in a great mood. He made jokes and signed autographs on his trademark red hats. He talked to all the Republican members in the room and interacted with some of their staff members. I didn't see Donald Trump sweating at all last night. I didn't see him being concerned, Representative Troy Nails of Texas told the Epoch Times on August 10th. Trump, Nails said, was cordial, very upbeat and very positive. He and others saw the FBI's move as part of a continued campaign to attack and discredit the former president, who he said was not moved by it. Yes, the left is after him, but he's been dealing with these whack jobs for 5 years now, so this is nothing new to him. Donald Trump knows what he's done, and Donald Trump hasn't done anything wrong, he said. He's Teflon. Everything bounces off of it, he said. Why? Because he's an honourable man that loves this country. The other interesting thing about this is that it's happened after it was revealed by a whistleblower that there was a significant amount of political bias in the FBI, and that related to particularly Hunter Biden's laptop, where the investigation had been wound down, should I say, and other ways that the FBI has been politically biased. So this is just a confirmation of that. So to go back to the title of the show, there are people that consider that this was a trap. And one of my favourite citizen journalists, Bio Clandestine, on his Substack, he's written an article about this. And this was August the 10th. And he titled it, "It Was a Trap." All right, now that we have waited just about 48 hours to let the details surface about the FBI raid on Mar-a-Lago, let's analyse the situation from 40,000 feet. Let's look at the facts as of now. The FBI raided Mar-a-Lago looking for alleged classified documents while Donald Trump was not present. The FBI reportedly did not find the alleged classified documents they were looking for, but they did take 15 boxes of documents from Trump's home. The FBI did not reveal the reasonable cause to Trump's legal team. Trump must sue for the right to see that, apparently. Most importantly, Eric Trump was present on the property and facilitated the situation. He reported that the Mar-a-Lago staff did not turn off security cameras, despite instructions from the FBI. So for those who are concerned about the FBI planting anything, Trump had that base covered. And for those who are concerned they will plant evidence back at FBI HQ, that's not how that works. They have to take photos and document everything at the scene. They won't be able to successfully plant anything while under surveillance. Eric even went so far as to say they have already captured FBI acting improperly. And it's a link to a Newsweek article. Eric Trump says Mar-a-Lago security cameras captured FBI acting improperly during raid. At first, this event enraged the overwhelming majority of the Trump base. But after the facts unfolded and the media narratives were established, we can see this event has not only caused zero net damage to Trump, it's benefiting him immensely. This blatant Gestapo-like act of fascism by the Biden DOJ stroke FBI has done nothing but prove Trump's entire overarching narrative since the beginning, that the deep state exists and the DNC are deranged totalitarian psychopaths who will abuse government by any means necessary to achieve their nefarious agenda. That there's a two-tiered justice system. Just look at how the FBI slapped Hillary on the wrist for her egregious handling of classified material that threatened NatSec, as compared to the alleged mystery documents that the Biden admin didn't care about until America First candidates started sweeping primaries. This raid was so outrageous and so unprecedented that conservatives, liberals and centrists alike have all expressed malcontent for the actions of the Biden DOJ and FBI. Former DNC presidential candidate Andrew Yang and disgraced former DNC New York Governor Andrew Cuomo spoke out about this madness. Even left-wing MSM, they are admitting this raid has established a dangerous new precedent. This is a colossal normie waking red pill. Trump looks like the victim, stroke martyr. And Andrew Yang tweeted, "I'm no Trump fan. I want him as far away from the White House as possible. But a fundamental part of his appeal has been that it's him against a corrupt government establishment. This raid strengthens that case for millions of Americans who will see this as unjust persecution." And Andrew Cuomo tweeted, "DOJ must immediately explain the reason for its raid, and it must be more than a search for inconsequential archives, or it will be viewed as a political tactic and undermine any future credible investigation and legitimacy of January 6th investigations. This event has lit a fire under an already highly motivated Trump base and mobilised the conservative media in a way that I have never seen before. It's also establishing justifiable grounds to take corrective action against the DOJ and FBI. It's also establishing a precedent that former presidents and political opponents are fair game. It's opening the door to accomplish our end goals. Given the impending indictment of Hunter Biden and the escalating allegations from Russia against the DNC of bioterrorism via the creation of COVID-19 in Ukraine, this is not just a victory, it's a massive one. What negative happened to Trump? Nothing. What negative happened to the enemy? They are losing the court of public opinion. They have terrible optics heading into the midterms. They just went full fascist dictatorship in front of all the normies and weaponized law enforcement to carry out political operations. They did all this and didn't even find what they were looking for. The boomerang already happened. Trump suffered no losses. He knew they were coming. The media narrative and the optics are perfect. And the warlike posture from the DNC globalists will cause for an equal and opposite reaction from Trump and America First GOP when they assume power after the midterms. This move has opened the doorway to accelerated political warfare. The gloves are off. Trump doesn't have to worry as much about optics moving forward because the enemy crossed the Rubicon. As each day passes, we drift closer and closer to the precipice. The crazier things seem to appear, the closer we are to the finish line. And interestingly, Steve Bannon also said it was a trap. Just take a listen.
These guys walked into a trap. You do understand this, Garland and the FBI. The trap's about to close on them.
And there are others who believe it's a trap as well. This is from White Hat's Q, and it was sent to me by text, so I don't have the original, but I think it could have been from Telegram. White Hat's military intelligence that have far more classified clearance than almost all presidents combined are coming after the FBI. The dark military deep state. Keep watching the news as leaks begin. FBI, Trump, Biden, it all connects to Obama, deep state, Five Eyes. Everything you're witnessing is connected to FBI being taken down. It's all planned. Ray was intentionally sent to the FBI to bring down the house and create chaos. It may not seem like it, but behind the doors he's making planned mistakes, intentionally. Back channels of Ray connect to Durham, connect to leaks. Everything is planned, staged. Game theory, watch the leaks. And another text I was sent, and I have no idea who wrote this. The following is posted for your interest. My disclaimer, whereas there is no doubt Trump was already aware and prepared for the FBI move, what people need to be aware of is that Trump is commander-in-chief and as such has the nuclear codes. Football and Cheyenne is locked down. I think that should be Cheyenne Mountain is locked down. What this dog and pony show is about from the demo communist New World Order side is trying to force Trump to give them the nuclear codes, probably so they can go to war. One has said numerous times recently the dark side are going to arrest Trump soon. That's 107, I believe. The dark side are going to arrest Trump soon. This just raises the stakes. And that was from Kerry Cassidy. From an unknown source, the Mar-a-Lago raid was orchestrated and it was a sting operation. Trump and Dan Scavino were messaging about the raid before it took place. Yeah, I think Dan Scavino put out a message on Truth Social or a tweet, which just showed a door with the number 45 on it. Trump always baits the deep state to come after him because of their stupidity in making foolish mistakes when they find themselves in desperate positions. Trump traps them in their own false propaganda and he allows the enemy to do what they do best. Never interfere with an enemy when he's in the process of destroying himself. Watch it boomerang once again. Whenever the FBI makes a raid, they must enter all evidence. Trump wanted the evidence he had in his Mar-a-Lago residence to be entered into the public and federal record because it was evidence against the bad guys, not him. He needed the evidence to be presented and executed so the public would have these crimes recorded. National security laws are the reason it had to be done this way. Trump wanted it all played out on the world stage. Christopher Wray is the director of the FBI, and even though they want you to believe he is deep state, he is working with President Trump. Nothing is what it seems. Everyone will learn this in the end. Trump has to say many things that is misinformation because he needs to confuse the deep state cabals who are watching and listening. But he has a motive for everything he says and does. The raid was a plan designed to cause fear to wake up America. If they can raid a president, what could they do to you? This is all about the Great Awakening, but justice is coming. Everything is fixing to come around full circle. The truth about 9/11 is even finally going to be coming out soon. Prayerfully, all the truth will come out, so there will be no need for the midterm elections. SCOTUS already overturned the fraudulent election privately in late June. The three most important executive orders of our lifetime, EO 13818, 13848 and 13959. Would Trump have put these EOs in place years ago if there wasn't a purpose and reason for these powerful EOs? Think crimes against humanity, foreign election interference globally, think Chinese military companies, think Evergrande. Ladies and gentlemen, the storm is upon us. And indeed, it is really backfiring. This is PJ Media, and it's a poll. Mar-a-Lago raid backfires spectacularly on Democrats. This was from August 10th. We're all waiting to see the next steps establishment Washington takes following the raid at Mar-a-Lago. As details emerge, the reason for the intrusive spectacle becomes less clear. It has undoubtedly divided Americans along partisan lines. However, the obvious political persecution of the former president is drawing some new lines. People notice when you put that kind of banana republic nonsense on top of a horrible economy. According to a new poll from Convention of States and Trafalgar Group, the majority of independents, 53.9%, believe Trump's political enemies are behind the FBI raid. They join 76.7% of Republicans who hold the same view. The two groups are also aligned on enthusiasm to vote based on the FBI raid. The spectacle increased the motivation to vote for 83.3% of Republicans and 71.7% of independents. Nearly three quarters of Trump deranged Democrats believe the raid was the impartial justice system at work. The raid did not create as much enthusiasm to vote among Democrats, with only 55.2% saying it made a difference. Independent and Republican voters are united in their outrage about this unprecedented and tragic event in American history. It's clear to voters that the FBI raid is designed to punish the primary political enemy of the regime in power, said Mark Meckler, president of Convention of States. This Gestapo-style injustice has created a voting surge that is so significant, the polling doesn't even begin to reflect what is coming from grassroots voters in November. Recent polling from the group showed that nearly 80% of voters already believe we have a two-tiered justice system. Watching the raid may have reinforced that view for many on the political right. Another shows significant majorities believe that federal agencies are too big and too political. Yet another indicated growing support for a convention of states. So, just as America is losing confidence in the criminal justice system and getting sick of big government, the Biden DOJ caved to pressure from the liberal media to do something about Trump. Now it appears Democrats may know the raid was a step too far. In an exclusive for Newsweek, anonymous law enforcement sources are trying to convince America that Attorney General Merrick Garland did not know about the raid and that there was a confidential source. The raid on Mar-a-Lago was based largely on information from an FBI confidential human source, one who was able to identify what classified documents former President Trump was still hiding, and even the location of those documents, two senior government officials told Newsweek. the entire piece is ridiculous. If the confidential human source told the agency precisely what President Trump had and where it was, why were they there for close to 9 hours? Do we really believe that there were classified documents in Melania's underwear drawer? The entire story reads like something out of the Babylon Bee. Then there is this bit of spin. The deep state is trying so hard to convince Americans that presidents taking documents when they leave is unusual, or that they don't have permission to take classified material. Both senior government officials say the raid was scheduled with no political motive, and this is a quote from the Newsweek article. The FBI is solely intent on recovering highly classified documents that were illegally removed from the White House. Preparations to conduct such an operation began weeks ago, but in planning the date and time, the FBI Miami field office and Washington headquarters were focused on the former president's scheduled return to Florida from his residences in New York and New Jersey. Presidents take documents for their presidential libraries. Presidents are also the final word on what is classified and what is not. Until leaving office, Trump had the final say, even if the information had to do with national security, as the anonymous sources allege. Former Pentagon Chief of Staff Kash Patel alleges the documents Trump has are all declassified and the paperwork was slow-walked. The deep state slow-walked every policy Trump tried to enact, so Patel's version of events seems plausible. The word illegal is also ridiculous, and the lengthy explanation makes it sound like Barack Obama did not leave with 30 million documents. The National Archives do not have a single digital upload from that stash as of today. When will his residence get raided? It won't be under a Democrat or a Republican president, and everyone knows it. That is why a majority of voters see the Mar-a-Lago raid for the political theatre it was. So, as that article said, we'll have to wait and see what plays out with this post-raid situation. And interestingly, the FBI didn't stop there. This is an article from Envolved, en-volved.com. Breaking: FBI seizes Freedom Caucus Chair Scott Perry's phone day after raid at Mar-a-Lago. So this was 4 days ago. Just one day after FBI agents raided former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago residence, Representative Scott Perry of Pennsylvania said that the FBI has now confiscated his cell phone. In a statement to Fox News, Perry said that he had been traveling with his family earlier on Tuesday when he was approached by three FBI agents who handed the congressman a warrant and seized his cell phone. "This morning, while traveling with my family, three FBI agents visited me and seized my cell phone. They made no attempt to contact my lawyer, who would have made arrangements for them to have my phone if that was their wish. I'm outraged, though not surprised, that the FBI, under the direction of Merrick Garland's DOJ, would seize the phone of a sitting member of Congress," Perry said in a statement to Fox News. "My phone contains info about my legislative and political activities and personal and private discussions with my wife, family, constituents and friends. None of this is the government's business," he continued. Perry added that, as with President Trump last night, DOJ chose this unnecessary and aggressive action instead of simply contacting my attorneys. "These kinds of banana republic tactics should concern every citizen, especially considering the decision before Congress this week to hire 87,000 new IRS agents to further persecute law-abiding citizens." Perry is a five-term Republican congressman, an ally of Trump, and backer of Trump's claims that the 2020 election featured massive voter fraud. He is also a founding member of the conservative House Freedom Caucus and was made the group's leader at the beginning of the year. Perry has also been a person of interest to the January 6th Select Committee, as Perry was reportedly in communication with the Trump White House in the days and weeks leading up to the January 6, 2021 riot at the Capitol building. On Monday morning, over 30 FBI agents raided Trump's Palm Beach residence, seizing over a dozen boxes of documents. and that was originally published on the Post-Millennial. Just going back to the Mar-a-Lago raid for a moment. Now, this is an article from Newsweek, which I don't normally report on because it tends to be biased towards the left. But this is an opinion piece, and it says FBI's Mar-a-Lago raid presents a time for choosing the regime or America. And it's from the 9th of August by Ben Weingarten. It wasn't enough for the regime to concoct claims of treasonous Russian collusion to spy on his campaign and then use the subsequent investigations to divert and destabilize his administration while covering up its misdeeds. It wasn't enough for the regime to execute two farcical impeachments and sabotage his every act in open insubordination and contempt, effectively forestalling a peaceful transfer of power and depriving Americans of a full 4 years from which we would have all more richly benefited. It wasn't enough for the regime to do everything in its power to fortify the 2020 election against him, just as it wouldn't be enough for the regime to disqualify him from the 2024 ballot, in defense of democracy, of course, under the fraudulent pretext of an insurrection. The regime wants President Donald J. Trump arrested, shackled, and left to rot in prison. It is vengeful, rabid, and out for blood. Monday's raid of Mar-a-Lago by the FBI, the latest in a string of third world acts by an agency that considers itself so untouchable that its leader apparently deemed it acceptable to cut short a Senate oversight hearing days before the raid to jet off to a mountain retreat, is the first in a series of events poised to culminate in the attempted prosecution of Trump. The specific legal grounds for the raid, like the grounds for the coming indictment, are really beside the point. Trump's crime was, and always has been, that he threatened the regime's power and privilege, in so doing representing tens of millions of Americans who the regime considers an impediment to its total control and who it holds in utter contempt. That's all the predication the regime needed to pursue him from the day he emerged in Trump Tower to declare himself an unprecedented political force, and since treat all manner of like-minded wrong thinkers the same. The pretense of the rule of law is gone, and to delude oneself into thinking otherwise, after the two-tier Soviet standard of justice we have seen applied again and again over the last 6 years, would be dangerous folly. Having suffered what it perceived to be a near-death experience in the election of Donald Trump, the regime must now show that anyone and everyone from the lowliest of non-violent January Sixers held in pre-trial detention to Trump himself can and will be crushed if they dare to not submit. Those celebrating the Mar-a-Lago raid are condoning the very authoritarian behaviour they claim to decry. They are cheering on the transformation of America into something beneath a banana republic, into something even more demoralising and devastating, the greatest nation in the history of mankind being reduced to a decaying and decadent dictatorship of the woketariat. We find ourselves in a dire circumstance in which our every critical institution is being or has been turned against itself and trained on the very public it was supposed to serve. The raid of the estate of a president by a lawless security apparatus on behalf of his successor represents the crossing of a civilizational Rubicon. This is a time for choosing, far starker and more precarious than the last time the phrase was used, because we have for so long chosen wrong. Today the choice is this: you either stand with our totalitarian regime, or you stand with the Americans it seeks to bring to heel. Those who are silent will be complicit in the horrors to which our nation will be subjected. And so perhaps this is the precipice that Q spoke of. And just as a reminder, Q said several times that to trust Ray. So this theory that it's a trap and that Ray is working with Trump could well be true. But when a paper like Newsweek or a site like Newsweek is reporting on this, it really does demonstrate that the line was crossed, and it is a major red pill for the normies, even though there are still those, I think, mainly bots on Twitter that are applauding this and falling for the misinformation that Trump is a traitor. And it's even gone as far as one tweet that was put out, I can't remember who it was by, but basically implying that he should be executed. But I think if he is indicted, I think that will cause a huge backlash from all the Trump supporters. And I do believe that more and more will be joining in supporting Trump in his re-election, possibly in 2024. If he isn't reinstated before then, I think we're all praying that that will happen. So just one other piece of news that has been reported on this week, and this is the CDC changing the COVID-19 guidance. And Epoch Times reported, and this was actually today, new CDC COVID-19 guidance is agency admitting it was wrong. And that's from an epidemiologist. The new Centers for Disease Control and Prevention COVID-19 guidance is the agency acknowledging it was wrong in the past to downplay natural immunity and promote unprecedented policies like asymptomatic testing, a California epidemiologist says. The new guidance, released on August the 11th, rescinds and alters a number of key recommendations, including treating unvaccinated and vaccinated people differently for many purposes, explicitly stating that people with previous infection have protection against severe illness, and removing 6-foot social distancing advice. The CDC is admitting it was wrong here, although they won't put it in those words. Dr. J. Bhattacharya, professor of medicine at Stanford University School of Medicine, told the Epoch Times. What they'll say is that, well, the population is more immunised now, has more natural immunity now, and now is the time the service has changed. But a large percentage of the US population has had natural immunity or protection from prior infection, Bhattacharya noted, while over 80% of the elderly population had protection from severe disease, from COVID-19 vaccines, previous infection or both, since 2021. This is 2 years too late, but it is a good step, Bhattacharya added. CDC statement. The CDC, which did not respond to a request for comment, portrayed the change as streamlining previous guidance, with the adjustments stemming from more people being vaccinated and more COVID-19 treatments available. We're in a stronger place today as a nation, with more tools like vaccination, boosters and treatments to protect ourselves and our communities from severe illness from COVID-19, Greta Massetti, the CDC author of the new guidance, said in a statement. We also have a better understanding of how to protect people from being exposed to the virus, like wearing high-quality masks, testing and improved ventilation. This guidance acknowledges that the pandemic is not over, but also moves us to a point where COVID-19 no longer severely disrupts our daily lives. Dr. Jerome Adams, a Surgeon General during the Trump administration, echoed the line of thinking. The fact that CDC.gov is changing guidance shouldn't be taken as proof that they were necessarily wrong on a particular issue. The virus has changed, our tools and immunity have changed, and our knowledge has changed. So too must our guidance. That's how science works, Adams wrote on Twitter. Vaccination numbers have fallen off in recent months, with little change among adults and little update among children, even after the vaccines were authorised and recommended for kids as young as 6 months old. No new treatments have been authorised since December 2021, and a number of the treatments have been shown as less effective against newer strains of the virus that causes COVID-19, as have the vaccines and, in some cases, natural immunity. Nearly half of the 20 papers and briefs cited by the CDC in support of the adjusted guidance were published in 2020 or 2021, while a number of others were released in early 2022. No mandates rescinded yet. Among the most significant changes in the guidance, a rollback of recommendations for asymptomatic testing for individuals exposed to COVID-19, loosening guidance related to tracing contacts of COVID-19 cases, and ending quarantine recommendations for people exposed to a positive case. Some rules are stricter for high-risk settings such as nursing homes. Masking is also recommended for 10 days for people who were exposed to COVID-19, including when a person is at home around others. Bhattacharya, who co-authored the Great Barrington Declaration in 2020, a document that called for focused protection on the elderly and fewer restrictions on others, said that the guidance is closely aligned with the principles outlined in the declaration. Based on the new guidance, the CDC should immediately rescind the COVID-19 vaccine mandate for foreign travellers entering the United States, a policy imposed in November 21, the professor added. The CDC's webpage describing the mandate says that the agency is reviewing this page to align with updated guidance. The US government has not adjusted or rescinded any of its vaccine mandates since the guidance was changed. So it really is criminal, the fact that they still have these mandates. And of course, it is still only an emergency use authorized vaccine. Kenakoa the Great, another of my favourites on Substack, he's written a short article saying the COVID tyrants must be held accountable. And he's got a screenshot of new COVID guidance from CDC focuses on individual decisions. Those exposed to the virus are no longer required to quarantine. Unvaccinated people now have the same guidance as vaccinated people. Students can stay in class after being exposed to the virus. And it's no longer recommended to screen those without symptoms. That was from August the 11th, 2022. There would never have been a problem if the medical system offered every sick person early treatment with cheap off-patent antivirals, anti-inflammatories, anticoagulants and antibiotics. The only requirement should have been what we have always done our entire lives. If you are sick, stay home. Instead, they ran us all through a CIA biopharmaceutical war game, locked down the world, took away human rights, printed trillions of dollars, crushed small businesses, closed schools, shut down churches, wrecked supply chains, mandated mRNA gene therapies, pushed 150 million of the world's poorest into hunger, censored doctors, silenced scientists, and increased top-down control and authoritarianism around the world. They could have just used hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, doxycycline, aspirin, budesonide, zinc, quercetin, vitamin C and vitamin D, which you can buy in any third world country's corner pharmacy for a few dollars. The people in power who did this to humanity must be held accountable. And yes, I absolutely agree with that, that it has been absolute crimes against humanity, breaking of Nuremberg codes, everything. And of course, we're still seeing all the massive number of injuries and deaths from this bioweapon. And of course, we have got, as I reported last week, I think it was, the Russian military have been investigating the creation of COVID-19 in Ukraine by the DNC and globalists. So when we get that report in the autumn, as it's promised, I wonder if that will trigger accountability for these people. We'll have to wait and see. Anyway, that's all I have time for this week. I hope you've enjoyed the show. Be interesting to see how Mar-a-Lago plays out, the raid that is, and how this trap, if it is a trap, is going to impact those responsible. So I hope you'll join me for another Cosmic Creating show next week. I'd also like to thank Nancy for producing and Derek Condit of Mystical Wares for sponsoring not only my show, but the whole of the Cosmic Reality radio station. And go and visit mysticalwares.com to see a wonderful selection of shungite and other crystals and metaphysical products. And just as a quick reminder, you can find me at thewebalchemist.net, thesuccessalchemist.net, empoweredmanifestation.com, and on social media, as I explained at the beginning of the show. So until next week, stay well, be safe, and bye for now.
You have been listening to Cosmic Creating with Jan Shaw, updating current reality, a production of CosmicReality.com.
Thank you for listening to Cosmic Reality Radio. We appreciate your support. Please visit our sponsor at mysticalwares.com for our huge selection of metaphysical products, gifts, candles, incense, and one of the largest shungite collections available.
Cosmic Reality Radio is sponsored by Mystical Wares online store, where coupon code SAVE10 will get you 10% off your entire order at mysticalwares.com.